Why didn't y'all go?
The reason we didn't go to Blanca's baby shower, right here. All right, guys, we are live. Welcome back to another episode of the TCR podcast. Take number two.
Yeah. Mando had me recording here for like a whole hour.
Nah, it was literally 4 minutes on the camera. And for some reason, I was like, something feels weird. We're not live and we weren't recording on the recorder right here. We're recording on camera, but I was like, you know what? It's going to sound crappy, so let's start all over again.
Anyways. Back to take two.
Take two.
We were talking about, you did your fun facts.
Yeah, let's do that before. Wait, no. Let's welcome the podcast. Welcome to episode 67. Your boy Impro Mando from Muck City, Florida.
Oh, we're doing and it all over again.
Yeah, all over again.
So do it just like you did it earlier. Yeah. Then.
All over again?
Yeah, do it.
Yo, what is up? Welcome to another podcast of the... This messed up. Let's try again. What is up? Good morning. Buenos días a todos. Another podcast. Thanks for joining us. All right. No, that ain't go good.
You should put all these bloopers at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to put them at the end. All right, you intro it then.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Cruda Realidad, episode 67.
Let's go. You cheater. Why? I told you. What episode it was, because on the one we didn't record.
Oh, so you want me to...
No.
Okay, you become... Oh, my God. Somebody come get him. He's delusional right now.
I really am. I'm getting there. But, babe, introduce yourself for the people that don't know who you are.
What is up, you guys? I am Lily Bay from West Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. If you're from West Tampa, you know you're...
I mean, throw up the West.
To the fullest, right? It's Tampa. Mm-hmm. Tampa is just another little area in Tampa called West Tampa. But fun fact, I don't know if it's fun fact, interesting fact, like Supersonic says. Mm-hmm. I was not born in Tampa. I was born in Guanajuato, Mexico.
You liar.
I was born in San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm. Which we gotta go back.
408, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was only there up until I was 2 years old.
Never been back.
Mi mamá se la robaron. Well, my mom was raised out here in Florida. She met my dad. My dad se la robó, honestly, truth to God. Then they went to Cali, had my ass. My mom didn't like it out there. She moved right back. So I've been back ever since I was two, and I've never gone back.
Okay.
But even though I can take myself, obviously, nowadays... I always wait for my mom because she tells me that she wants to take me back. Yeah, aquí me tienes esperando. Ya voy a ser abuelita, but it's fine.
Yeah. So, thanks for asking, babe. This is your boy, Impro Mando.
Where are you from?
From Muck City, Florida. If you guys don't know where Muck City is, I'm pretty sure you guys do know. But if you don't know, Muck City is a tiny town right under the eye of Florida. So, when you see the map and you see a circle, which is a big lake, which is called Lake Okeechobee, right under it, there's a small town called Belgrade, Florida, known as Muck City, Florida.
Muck City, baby. And when Mando, no, not Mando, one of our best friends gets lit.
RG, yeah. Muck City, Muck
all
City.
All you hear in the back is, Muck City, baby.
Palm Beach County.
Muck City, baby.
But yeah, that's where I'm from. It's known for its sugar cane. I think 60 or 70% of the United States sugar is produced in that area, in that small town.
I didn't know we fun were saying fact. Fun facts.
Oh, my bad. All right. But
well,
yeah.
Fun fact about Tampa is that we are Super Bowl champions.
Let's go. Sheesh. Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, freaking
Cup,
World Series
Tom
champions.
Brady came out here, the Bucks. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Rays. Mm-hmm. ¿Qué más?
Si sabes. The Guadis, Lightning. Guadis Brand.
Guadis Brand
Let's
is
go.
Out there. I'm just saying.
But yeah.
The best beaches are out here.
Welcome back to another episode, episode 67. And the fun fact of the number 67. You ready for this? Are you ready for this,
no,
Lily Bay?
Ya
te dije, pero act surprised.
Okay.
Back in 1967, there was a elite, or they tried to do like an expensive style train going from New York to Florida. Mm-hmm. And in that train, there was something different. The ladies would wear bikinis and they'll serve you beer, they'll serve you peanuts, they'll serve you some
what?
Meals.
What?
So it was like a Hooters style train.
That's news to me.
That's badass, right?
Yeah.
I wish it was around nowadays.
I mean, yeah, that would be cool, honestly.
Nah, I'm just kidding. No? Who rides trains?
Well, we should, no? I don't know what's up with these train systems, but one time when I used to go visit Mando in Miami every 2 weeks and he would come every other week también. Sometimes...
All right, go on.
Sometimes I would look up like flights, right? Because sometimes instead of driving, I'll just fly out there because it's a 4-hour drive, four and a half sometimes. And one time I was like, what about the train? As long as I didn't have to drive, I didn't care if it was a train, a boat, whatever.
You'd be
on
your phone all the way over there. Yeah.
But when I looked up the train ride, it was 4 hours and a half.
Same thing or a little more, yeah.
How is it the same if they are hauling ass with no red lights and no traffic?
I can't wait till they figure out the train system and it just takes you literally like 20 minutes to get from Miami to Tampa. Like, how badass that would be?
Well,
you know, just flying through it, you know?
I would think that I would have thought that it would take at least...
Half the time.
Yeah. A little more, maybe 3 hours, let's say. You save an hour and a half, but no. It's the same time, if not more.
Yeah.
And I was like, absolutely not. I'd rather drive. The train gets there at 4 and a half. I get there in 3 hours and 59 minutes.
Well, talking about speed and, you know, time flying, we literally have 12 days left until Christmas. 12 days.
Yo.
It felt like we had a whole month, but we have 12 days. We haven't bought any presents. Mm-mm. Wait, you're going to say something. What are you going to say?
Yeah, why
are
you looking at me? You want to know what's funny?
What's funny?
Maybe not for you, but it was for me. I literally started cracking up when she asked me. I'm at the hair salon today, and my girl was like, so what are you getting, Mando? I literally said, I have been telling you what I want this whole past 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, time out. I get maybe 3 reels, 3 TikToks a day of stupid mini cows. Can you guys stop sending me mini cows?
Keep on sending it to him.
I do not want to see them.
Yeah, keep on sending it to him.
Go on.
Madeline Mass. Just search up mini cows and send it to him.
Yeah, I don't want to see them.
Anyways, so when she asked me that, I was like, bro, I didn't even thought about it. I've been so focused on this. Fucker better buy me a fucking mini cow that I haven't even thought about what I'm going to buy you.
All right, well, start thinking, Chiquilla.
But what do you want?
Check this out, though. I'm not going to tell you. You got to figure it out.
No, I tell you what I want.
All right, I'll think about it and I'll tell you in the next few days. How about that?
No, we want to know on the podcast.
I have no idea.
Think. Use your brain for a second and think.
Go ahead.
What?
I don't know.
Think. Do you want? Nothing?
Nothing.
I know what you want.
What?
You want a trailer for the mini cow, huh?
No, the fuck I don't. But look, you know what I was thinking too?
What?
I saw this scrolling through TikTok. I saw this. This is badass. We're going to do this on the next episode. So I pretty much get you something that, like a gift, a box, something wrapped up that you're going to hate. Like it's got to be a present that you're going to hate and vice versa. You got to do that to me. I think that'd be cool on the next podcast.
You already ruined it.
Why?
Because now I'm going to know that I'm going to hate it.
Exactly. What could it be?
If you wouldn't have told me, I would have...
No, the whole point is going to be opening a present that I know I'm going to hate. What could it be?
Motherfucker, if you put a roach in my shit, I would knock
you out. All right.
Well,
that's too easy. And then you'll put a snake in mine. So, no, let's not do that. But let's... You down? You got to wrap it up. And, like, you're going to open it. You're going to be like... I hate this shit.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. It could be anything.
Anything. But we have to do it. No snake, no roach. I hate snakes, by the way.
And I hate roaches.
So yeah, that's the only thing that we cannot do.
Why would we spend money on something we...
Well, it don't have to be expensive. It could be something you hate, you know?
So you're going to buy me something that I absolutely hate.
And you got to buy me something. Or wrap it up or something.
With Camon pinche Chivas jersey or something?
I don't know.
No, that's too easy.
Stop giving it away. Just think about it and do it.
I'm just going to buy myself something that I like. But anyways, yeah. Okay.
So I don't really get into conspiracy theories, right? But another, I've been on TikTok too much, way too much lately.
That's good.
But this is a conspiracy theory. So have you seen the guys that like this? It looks one of the guys looks like GJ. He's like, no, yeah. Like, it's a TikTok of a podcast.
No.
And he goes, like, back and forth, like, oh, my God, have you seen this conspiracy theory? And then he goes onto the camera. Well, those guys, right? I'm sure you guys have seen them. But I ran into one, and they said that Christmas was created to fight depression because of the seasonal depression in the winter months. You know how it gets cold and people get depressed get anxiety. So Christmas was created to stop the depression, to stop the suicide. And,
oh, my God.
And that's why the whole message behind Christmas is joy and happiness and giving, which makes sense because I feel like this whole month is you can't really be mad.
But what about for the people that don't have family, somebody to give them joy? Wouldn't it make them more depressed?
No, because on TV and everything you see is all happy and the music is all joyful versus any time of the year is not like that. You know, everything's all colorful, everything's all bright. You know, December just comes around and it's like a complete switch. Like, you know, you're happy. Get into conspiracy theories.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've had two friends that get seasonal depression, right? For during winter. So
yeah. So also when you're in your workplace, right? At your job or whatever, what brings you joy at the end of the year?
My bonus.
Bonuses. Let's go. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, what sir. Is the biggest bonus that you've ever gotten?
I think it was a grand.
A grand?
Yeah.
Dang. What'd you do with it?
I think I paid off my car or something like that.
How boring. Well, we asked on Instagram for people to send us bonus, how much they got and what they did with them. And
can I read some?
Yeah, you can read them.
Okay.
And while she looks for them, thanks for asking about me. I have never received any bonuses because ever since I was 18, I've always worked for myself. I've always been a freelancer. So unfortunately, freelancers do not get bonuses. And I used to play in the banda Duranguense band before.
Damn,
that.
A lot of people responded.
And no bonuses. So never received no bonuses for me. So
all right. Monica said, nada, mis jefes son codos. La chiqui baby. 100 on my little sister, and she's spending on her little sister. What bonus? No bonus here, said Erenza. Yogi said, $500 and paid my bills. Angel Lika said, Xmas bonus on my current job, $1,500, and current job, $500. 25K spent on debt and bills, LOL.
I saw that one. Who pays $25,000 for a bonus?
I don't believe that, yo. I don't know.
$25,000 bonus? That's crazy. Debt? Like, she spent it on her debt.
$100 on groceries, said Ashley. My biggest was $500, and I sent the money to Mexico for my parents, said Samantha. Somebody said $10,000 tax-free gym equipment.
What?
$1,000 on bills and to my parents. Still waiting on mine, said Monse. Bianca said $14,000 will go towards a down payment for my first house when the time is right. I wonder what these people are doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's badass though. That company's, you know.
I saw somebody put $10,000 and they purchased their first car. What was your first car?
My first car was a 2007 Dodge Charger.
Damn, casi nada. What year was that?
2007.
Damn, brand new?
Yes, sir.
Sheesh, man. My first car was a Honda Civic. 2002 Honda Civic in 2008. So it was like a little older.
But you were younger.
Honda Civic, yeah.
I was like 18.
Okay. Well, I was like 16, 17. But I love that Honda Civic because I literally put 20, 30 bucks in it and it'll get me to Miami four times from Belgrade.
Yeah. Can't beat that. I love my car too.
Yeah.
I cried when
now,
I let it go.
Now, I told Lily earlier, I pumped gas. I filled up my tank on the Mamalona 3 times in the last 4 days. We did go to Belgrade and back, and then we went to St. I don't know where. We've been all around town lately, but yeah.
There's like all prices, and it goes on and on and on and on. So yeah, and I had already scroll shit. Anyways, you get the picture, but yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, that's super dope. So, we should have said, and where do you work? How much was your bonus and where do you work? Así para que les diga a toda mi gente, like, look, this one gave $14,000 bonus. You better go work right there.
Well, she's probably worked there for like 20 years or some shit. Because I was talking to my homie who works for, I don't want to say exactly who or what, who he works for, but he works for an insurance company, right? And he has like a 20, 30 person team under him, right? And years prior, their people were getting like $3,000 bonuses because they were doing really good, right? So then he was like, you know what, man, this year, the numbers haven't been that good. And I'll be surprised if they get like somewhere around $300 compared to $3,000 from last year, just because things haven't been that great this year compared to years prior. So I just, it would suck for like people to be esperanzados on these bonuses to buy their gifts and whatnot. And next thing you know, they're getting like $300.
I would say don't ever depend on that.
You just never know.
Yeah, it's a bonus is a bonus because your company wants to gift you something
and
extra.
They're able to and because they had good years.
And luckily, there's a lot of companies like the ones that I've read that do give bonuses, and that's a blessing all in itself. But yeah, never rely on that just because you never know. So like for our girls at the warehouse, we do give bonuses for all my full timers, right? We do that, and we do a yearly Christmas or Thanksgiving like nice dinner somewhere where they could bring their plus ones. And this year, are you ready for this?
A ver.
The restaurant that we're going to, I have been wanting to go
it's
to
five
forever,
stars.
By the way. Yeah, it's 5 stars, of course. Always. And whenever I called last month to book our reservations for the whole company, they didn't have availability until December 27th or 28th. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait,
November.
When did you call? November?
Yeah, the
ending
of November.
A whole month.
Yes. So then I had told her specifically either a Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah.
So then I went on with the girls at the warehouse and I was like, look, I'm not lying. Like, that's the only day available. But if you guys are down for like a Monday through Friday or a Monday through Wednesday day two, like, I'm down. They're like, yeah, we're down. We looked at every single day. It was booked. And today I find out it's because they just won a Michelin award for one of the best restaurants in Tampa.
What kind of food is it?
It's Italian. So Mando doesn't like Italian, but
thanks for the news now. Yeah. At least I know.
No, you should have gone. Wah, wah, wah.
Where is this?
I think it's the bottom one. No, but yes. Me ahorro ese dinero chiquillo. But yeah, so I'm more excited now to go. I'm excited to tell the girls tomorrow about it because, yeah.
Okay. I'm excited too.
No te voy a llevar.
I'll just get some drinks and appetizers. How about that? I don't really like Italian food. I don't know why.
Pues no comas, Armando.
It's okay.
Comas.
I'm excited regardless. I want to announce the giveaway winner of the last podcast before I forget, before we go on break. Her name is Carla Janet 7767, and she wrote this. You ready? She wrote, you guys get this often, but it doesn't hurt to hear it again. You guys are total goals. The way you guys work hard every day And not only one, but multiple businesses is simply amazing on its own. But the team work you guys have is completely admirable. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for making my weeks. And then she posted, I'm excited for Friday's drop, 12 p.m. Eastern, because I love the Christmas vibe.
Aww.
But yeah, I love when you guys obviously, you could just comment, like, you know, a little quick comment.
Like Wanda was saying, yeah, happy birthday.
But she literally, like, went in. Yeah, you know, she went
Add
in.
A little more.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
I so, did, yeah. too. Where was that on?
YouTube. Oh, YouTube comment. So, yeah. Okay. Before we go, I want to ask you.
A ver.
What is the best Christmas present?
That I've ever gotten? No. Or what?
The best one to give.
To give?
Yeah.
No, no, pues no sé.
Please. A broken drum because you can't beat it. Let's go. We'll be back.
I didn't get it.
A broken drum. You can't beat it because it's broken.
Oh, that's so dumb. What the hell?
Okay, bye. Let's go. Welcome back to part two of the TCR podcast, episode 67. This salud kicked in.
I told Mando to share a cherry Coke with me and...
No pasa nada.
He's not sharing with me. Well, I'm not sharing with
You're not sharing with me. What is up, babe? Welcome back. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm 100. I was a little tired earlier when I got back from cooking with my grandma because if you guys haven't seen, I am posting 12 days of cooking with my abuelita at her house on my personal YouTube, Lily Bae. We've done a few recipes already. But what you don't know, babe, is that she thinks that we're going to cook something. We kind of cook like every 2 days. Mm-hmm. But what she doesn't know that it's her birthday. So we're actually, that vlog is going to be me cooking here at the house something for her and taking it over to her for her birthday.
Oh, let's go. That's dope.
Yeah, she doesn't want us to spend any money. We were going to take her out to eat or throw her little party. Me dijo, mija, no gaste nada de dinero. Todo el dinerito que se vayan a querer gastar. Uh-huh. Póngalo en un little envelope y mejor dámelo because she wants to go to Mexico for a few months. Yeah. So that way she can have that little money to pick at and all that. So we were like, bet, but we're still going to throw a party. But we're not going to cater because you don't want us to waste, but I'll cook, right? Which we were going to cook anyways, right? Because you're supposed to cook every day, right? But yeah, that's what we're doing.
And if you guys noticed on Lily's channel, she's doing 12 days cooking with her grandma, right? And I was thinking, I was like, yo, this is the most clever thing that Lily has done. Because you guys might see that she's doing these videos just to create content for you guys. But yes, that's a little piece of it.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger picture is spending quality time with your grandma, which we live such a busy life that we don't make time. Mm-hmm. But now forcefully, at least for 12 days this month, you have to go there. You know?
Because my thing is that I call my grandma all the time or she calls
really do.
Me.
Yeah.
And in a week, we'll be on the phone like 5 times in a week.
Easy.
And as much as I would want to go visit her more often, I knew that, you know, you work all day and then you see us, we have like a million things to do aside from work. We come home, the podcast, we come home, even like right now we have to decorate, just a lot of little random things that, you know, we all have on our day to day. But then I was like, wait, I want to start cooking more. So number one, me forcing myself to cook, like making it a routine, the same way we make going to the gym a routine. And when we don't go to the gym, we're mad at ourselves. I want to do the same thing with cooking, right? So I'm like, and it's kind of like a whole bunch of things in one that I've been trying to do. Number two, I've been trying to live more experiences with the family or with anybody instead of just giving them money or whatever for their birthdays. I'd rather do something with them. So I'm like, okay. And experiences me cooking with my grandma too, right? Number three, something that my family doesn't watch the podcast, I don't think. But something that I've been wanting to do is create like a cookbook for my grandma and gift it to everybody.
Oh, that's dope.
So I wanted to have like at least unas 20, 30 recetas in there. And I want to have them recorded too just for myself. But record all of that. Take pictures of my grandma making this stuff and post them and make a little book.
Yeah.
You know, like one side will be the pictures, the other side will be the receta.
Yeah, that's cool.
Probably not this year, but next year, gift them to everybody, right? Like that'll
be their gift for next year. Yeah, they won't be expecting it at all. Yeah.
The only one that knows is Miriam at the warehouse. And every time I tell her, she like wants to cry. Oh my God, I love that. You're so you know? Yeah. So I kind of did a whole bunch of things at once, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, create some content, but that was just because I was already going to be there cooking with my grandma anyways. And because I take my YouTube, like if I tell you guys I'm going to do something, I do it. Right?
She always really does, yeah.
Always. I don't care. There's no and, ifs, or buts. It was my first time doing Talkmas on TikTok, which is posting every day for 25 days.
And you haven't missed.
And I haven't missed not one day. But I'm super like that. I'm always, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do 12 days at least with my grandma and go from there.
Which we spoke about this, like experiences in, on the last podcast, right?
Yeah.
And I did it also. So for my niece's birthday. Mm-hmm.
Which is the reason we didn't go to Blanca's baby there shower, which we will get into right now.
Yeah. So wait, before we get into that, I thought about it. I'm like, yo, Juliana, my niece, has 50 million toys in her house. You go in there, it's piled up. It's a lot. She's blessed, right? That's awesome. And I know she's going to get 50 million more toys.
Yeah.
And I know it's, I don't know, it does look good, all the gifts. And me giving maybe a card is not going to pile up and it's not going to look so great. But that's not the point. The point is that I gifted her an experience. We're going to take her to the aquarium and build this memory,
like a better bond too.
Yeah, better bond, memory, pictures. Yeah. It'll be way better. Yeah, at least for me.
Yeah, but tell them that I fixed it because you wanted to gift her a pass so her parents could take her, and I was like, "Bruh, why don't you take her, Pinchamando?" Like the same way you make time to go watch a game all the way in freaking Georgia and Mexico. We'll make it happen. You know.
So yeah, and before we forget about this whole little subject, because you were going to talk about something before this, right? Why didn't we go to Blanca's baby shower? But before I forget, tomorrow, if he listens to this, it's fine. Gustavo, which is our manager's son, I want to gift them tickets to a baseball game.
Yeah.
Versus giving him a baseball bat or a glove, which he has and he could get. But I feel like I don't know if I'm going to take him or I'm going to just give him two tickets for him and his dad. But whatever, we'll figure that out. But I think that's a good one too. Giving experiences to create memories is more important.
Kind of like what I
did
today with Camila. My sister said Camila's been wanting to cut her hair. Camila's been wanting to cut her hair. But my sister works all day, every day. By the time she gets off, hair salons are closed. So I was like, you know what? I was going to tell her, I'll give you money so you could take her or whatever. Yeah. My mom could take her or whatever. But then I was like, no, let me take her on my next
haircut.
I'll take her. Another thing that I've been meaning to do, but my nail girl kind of moved and now she only does like one person at a time type of deal. But I was like, yo, I want to do something with my mom or my grandma. Remember I told you and take them with me to get pedicures?
Yeah.
So every time I want to get a pedicure, take them too. Or one or the other, one week, or whatever. But then my nail girl moved and now she does one person at a time. Mm. So I was like, fuck. So anyways, moral of the story is try to get a little more creative.
With gifting.
And it doesn't even have to be a gift, just so you can enjoy somebody's presence. Like I was thinking if my friend Diana wouldn't have came to help me with the decorating, which I'm glad she did because that was an experience, right?
That freaking Christmas tree would have still been naked.
I was like, I'm going to invite my Bita to come over here and help me decorate or my mom or whoever, you know, instead of always trying to do stuff last minute by yourself, whatever.
Which that was awesome that she did come because typically you'll go to a restaurant, eat, and then y'all go different ways. That's 1 hour versus she was here for at least a good 2-3 hours. Yeah. And you guys bonded. She sat here. You saw her son. Like it creates a better bond, you know. Mm-hmm. So spend time.
It doesn't
have
to be spending money, you know. It can be just at home.
So
doing something small like that.
So let's backtrack. We said we went to Juliana's birthday party.
Yes.
And I kid you not, you guys, the messages on TikTok, on Instagram, stories were crazy this weekend. Yeah. I've never experienced that.
That happens all the time, babe.
Me personally, no.
Yeah.
You know, that was a lot.
It was a little obnoxious. I'm not going to lie. We had a million messages. Yeah. Si no me mandaban messages like direct, they would post it on. Like, it would be me showing off Luna on a reel, and they'll be like, why didn't you go to Blanca's baby shower? Yes. Instead of being like, oh, that's so cute. No, why didn't you go to Blanca's baby shower? Mm-hmm. They'll send me on my live. I answered it a million times. In one live, I would answer it like 20 times, but then people would get on and they would keep asking. I understand this because they didn't see. But in one live, if I was on a live for 30 minutes, they asked me 200 times. Easy. Why didn't I go? Yeah. Yes. It was a lot of people wanting to know why didn't we go. And I did say on the live and a few times, and I posted it on my story and everything. I was like, it's Mando's niece's birthday. Yeah. It's his only niece. It was the same weekend. There was no way we could have made it to both. Mm-hmm. Blanca's baby shower was on a Friday.
Yeah.
So we would have had to go on Friday, probably leave the baby shower early so we can leave Saturday morning early so we can drive all the way to land in Tampa, which is like a 4-hour flight, land in Tampa and then drive four mm-hmm. hours to down south because they live like by Boca Raton.
Yeah, and it wasn't a night party. It was a day party.
It was a day party. So it's like, there's no way, you know? We had a lot of people ask, a lot of people. And that was the answer. We're going to answer it right now. Mm-hmm. And they're still going to ask. Yeah. They're going to continue asking you, babe, since you're new at this.
Nah.
For like, I would say like, they'll keep asking for like 2 more weeks.
I don't think so.
I swear to God.
Once Christmas
Even
comes,
today,
yeah.
I was on live. They were asking.
There's no way.
I swear, babe. Dang. Yeah.
But yeah.
But I'm used to it already. I understand like people are curious. They want to mm-hmm. know. We put our life out there. So.
Yeah, you know? Maybe like but, a good percentage is. Really but, curious.
Yeah, yeah. But what I will say is that as what I would say is that, you know, if somebody didn't go for whatever reason, I'm sure they have a good reason.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to always ask. If they want to tell you, they would tell you, mm-hmm. right? So, honestly, obviously, we don't care. We said it. I answered it a million times everywhere that I possibly could.
Yeah.
But what if some people don't want to say why? Like, that's okay, too, you know? So
you got to respect
it. Don't bombard, you know?
If you ask them and they see the question, don't keep asking.
Yeah. I had one girl on my live. She, like, after a while, I ignore the question. Because I just answered it 2 seconds before you got on, and then 2 seconds before that, and 2 seconds before that. And let's say I have like a few hundred people on my live. I'm not gonna spend the whole 30 minutes on my live repeating like a diss track. I didn't go because of this. 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 I didn't know. Like I want to talk about other things too, you know?
Yeah.
So I would ignore it sometimes, and my girls would go in there and be like, she had her niece's birthday. She already said this, you know. She did a TikTok, she posted on her like little things like that. But I had one girl that because I was ignoring it, she
Oh my God.
Ask. Like she would like ask. Did you respond? Exclamation mark. Yeah. Or why don't you talk to them anymore? And then they start like.
Assuming
that we don't talk and there's beef. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Ain't nobody
like,
got time for that.
It's crazy. But it's because like I've said it before. I don't see myself as an influencer. I see myself as a business owner that has a following. Let's say. Right. So whenever I get all these. Things that comes with influencer life sometimes, or the potential drama, or this, I would call that all the questions a million times, like the spamming and all that. It can become a little overwhelming. Like I don't know what to do.
But it doesn't faze you.
It doesn't faze me. I just at first I used to answer every single time, until somebody that was watching my live said, "Hey, don't forget that." We're here watching too, and you keep repeating yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I was like, oh yeah, like I forgot, even though there's people coming in that don't know, there's people that have been watching my life the whole 30 minutes and they don't want to hear me say that 30 million times.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, and even now I find myself like, is it too soon to repeat, or can I repeat it now? Or, you know, sometimes they tell me to pin it, but then if I were to pin, I didn't go because of this. then people are going to be asking me, but why didn't you go? Yeah. But you could have.
And that's not the main, that's not the main subject you're on.
I'm on live to talk about my hair, to do my makeup, or, you know?
Yeah. So,
there was no drama. No drama, you guys. We love Blanca and Jonathan. Yeah. We wish we could have been there. When I told her that, actually, I was waiting until last minute to tell her if we were going to go or not, because you know how your brother left on a cruise?
Yeah.
They left on a cruise for Juliana's birthday, and they got back, that Wednesday?
Thursday or something.
Thursday,
like that.
Then 2 days later was a party. I was thinking they're going to get back. They're going to be so tired. They're going to be like, F it, no party. She already went on a cruise.
And
then we could have been like, okay, YOLO, let's go, right? But she didn't. They got back, and the party was still in full effect. So I text Blanca that Thursday. I was like, hey, I'm sorry I'm telling you just now, but I'm not going to be able to make it because it's Mondo's niece's birthday. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my God, no worries. I was hoping it was a lie. Olga, your cousin, had already told her because she invited Mondo's cousin too.
Oh, okay, but okay.
Olga told her from the get-go, oh, it's Juliana's birthday party that weekend, Mondo's niece's.
Damn, we're going in.
Para lo que iba, she already knew. We were both hoping that, because I did want to go.
I was down.
Like, I love going to Colorado, one, because it's snowy, winter vibes. We're in December, and Franco's already getting so big. Like, the parties that Blanca throws to are always huge and so much fun. So I was like, I really want to go, and everybody was going to be there. I know Yadira told me she was going to go. La Comadre, Beauty Bird. Like, I wanted to be out there vibing, but I was over here having FOMO.
Me vería muy, muy mamón. Like, be honest. If I title this podcast, the reason we didn't go to Blanca's baby shower.
That way people can see, you know, because they're going to continue asking. So, it's okay. I get it. I got to remember, we got to remember that there's a lot of, like, kids that watch us too. So it's like the Camilas asking us, like, they're genuinely curious, you know, like, why didn't y'all go?
The reason we didn't go to Blanca's baby shower, right here. You guys ready? that's what I'm going to do. Fuck it. I'm going to feed them what they want.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. Pasa nada.
And my girls that were alive know that they're still going to ask.
Yeah, they're still asking. But no pasa nada. It's all good.
That's why we didn't go, guys. Just that.
All right. The we're good with that, right? Yeah. Okay, you guys got it, right?
We did a whole 30-minute segment on it, guys.
Go to episode 67 and you'll find out exactly why we didn't go. Okay, bye. All right, babe. The end of the year is approaching. And I feel like we have to start with our vision board for 2024.
Yes.
We've never done this.
Mine is going to... continue.
Print it out stuff.
I'm like, mine is on Pinterest.
Okay, but something you visually see. So I don't know where we're going to put this... what's it called?
I'm going to put it in your office. Wait, but I never go in there, huh?
Maybe at the warehouse?
In my closet?
Maybe. But yeah, we got to start doing that because I was on the TikTok once again. And the guy there was saying how he would always wear a Lamborghini hat. And until like a couple days ago, he got his Lamborghini. In his office, he had a Cartier watch, like poster. He don't have it yet, but he's visualizing it. So I feel like visualizing stuff.
Wait, is Cartier more expensive than Rolex?
It's about the same.
Oh, I'm like, because he has a Rolex.
Yeah, it's about the same though. But it's just different style. They could go 20, 30 grand. But I feel like visualizing stuff just works because me and you, we visualized this house. Years ago. And it happened. And I feel like this year we kind of didn't visualize a lot of stuff.
We didn't. We were super busy.
Exactly. Yeah. But busy doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, you still got to visualize stuff. Like, and
take that second to put your thinking hat on.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Because in my life.
Yeah.
In my life and the way I roll, this year I got caught up with a lot of like day-to-day, like, I wasn't really seeing into the future. I was just so focused at the moment, but I wasn't able to expand my horizons, right? Uh-huh. So I feel like for 2024, I want to like visualize bigger things, bigger projects, and start planning for it. All right,
so what are you going to add to it? I want to know.
I really want to add...
super raw.
Let's see.
What do you want to add to it? Everything. You want me to tell you?
How do I add more mental clarity? How do I visualize
that?
Put a
journal on there.
Okay.
Like cut out a journal and put it on there.
Okay. I want that. More mental clarity. I want to add more people to the team because today at the warehouse, I was like, damn, Mando does a lot of shit.
I always tell you that.
So I could imagine how much more shit I could do with a team and still have my mental clarity because I see other business owners and other influencers, yeah, and I feel like they have a very chill life. Like they could easily... take a day off, but Mando over here
never
wants to take a day off.
That it's midnight, we're gonna finish the podcast and yeah, he's gonna go edit for yeah, like 2-3 hours and then meet me in bed, and then he'll wake up, he'll sleep for 3 hours,
go
and
live.
Then he's gonna wake up, you're yeah, gonna go live.
Well, no, go live on the
you
podcast
should
in the
go
morning
live while you're editing it. No, or yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I want to know what you're gonna add. What else are you
yeah
gonna
so add?
Add
more to the team. So that's two, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me get one more. I don't know. You go.
All right. For me, I'm going to add a Lamborghini Urus on okay there because, yeah, me tengo que poner las pilas. I really, really, really want this car. I don't know why. Like, it. Mando knows that for the past how long did we sell the Beamer? Like, last year?
Yeah.
For the past year... we haven't got a second car because I'm like, I don't know what I want. 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 At first I did want a G-Wagon, which I know I'm dreaming super high. Like whenever you guys are doing your vision boards, go big.
Like super
manifest
big.
What you want. Don't be scared to say it. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what job you're working in. Like just go big.
People are going to look at your vision board and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm
that
telling
crazy
you guys this
yeah
because... I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but at least there's potential, right? Like,
no, it's going to happen if you push for
yeah,
it,
if
for
you,
sure.
If you believe in it, you know, so
yeah,
I'm going to put that Lambo Urus okay up there, okay? I'm also going to I want to open up an event venue
okay
spot. So I want to at least get the ball rolling for that. Add more people on the team, like yeah you said. Be more consistent with like social media, mm-hmm, right? Because this year, again, I'm like in the middle because I know I could push social media more, but I don't want to fall into the influencer category.
Yeah.
You know, I want to stay like business owners. So I'm trying to figure out and like lifestyle. I like lifestyle, like everything I post, even if I think it's not going to get a lot of likes, me vale madre. I'm going to post it because it has Luna in it, on it. Or I'm going to post it because Camila's in it. I don't care for the likes. Or no. I care because I want it for the memories to keep that. So when I look back, I have stuff to look back
oh wait
at.
Oh, collaborations for Guadis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's huge. I'm
wait,
so excited.
Wait, should we do a Guadis vision board? Or should it be like...
oh, I like that too.
Yeah?
That's a whole
is
separate
one. Is that possible?
One. Like
that's like you manifesting for somebody else, which is Guadis.
But Guadis is us.
So should it be on our vision board?
No,
then?
It's Guadis' vision board. So we'll do our own vision board, but then we'll go into the warehouse and do a vision board. Maybe the girls could help us too.
Uh-huh.
I like that too. So three vision boards. Yeah. So collaborations for Guadis. That's huge. I'm so excited for that. I don't know how we're going to make it happen, and I don't know exactly what pieces are going to be done, but I'm excited for that. All right, what else?
Technically, something from my
can I get some Coke Z?
Future vision board I'm already working on, taking the whole family to Colorado.
Yeah,
that's like,
badass. Yeah,
you know, that's something that I have always wanted to do, and we already mm-hmm pretty much got the ball rolling for that to go in January.
How about like a vehicle for the party plug? That's not a vision board?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I need to buy, like, a box truck, you guys. A box or a cargo van.
Yeah, which is
like
not
that
huge, but like I said, I feel like you could just tackle those.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that'll make you feel good.
Actually, I told Mando, I know, right? Me working backwards. I told Mando that I'd rather buy that box truck before I get a car. Right, Tony?
That's going to be our second car.
Imagine? Nah. But I need it every weekend.
Be like, babe, so, I'll be back. I'm taking the box truck.
Well, technically, like, I have Mando and myself working on the weekends on the party plug. Yeah. Not because we have to. We have the people that could go work for us, but we don't have the vehicle for mm-hmm. them. We don't trust nobody driving our mamalona. We learned our lesson. Yeah. So
scratch up our rims.
We have to do it ourselves until we either get a vehicle for the party plug. So yeah. I think it'll be the box truck / cargo van first.
Okay.
And then if everything goes good by the end of the year, that Lambo yours. Is that too much?
Nah.
Do you like them or no?
What? That. The box truck? Yeah.
The Lambo year.
Yeah, I like it. I saw a white one with like red accents. That shit was sick.
I saw a matte black one today in front of us when we were coming over here. And I was like, I love that car. It's so badass. I love it. Anyways, so I would want a box truck on my vision board for the party plug. I want probably a second warehouse.
Okay.
Because for like we party don't plug, fit, bro.
Right now we're tight.
We don't fit at the warehouse, and we signed 3 more years, and we don't fit. I want that. I want to work on Dominating Prints for mm-hmm. sure, because we get a lot of business there too, and we don't even like really focus on it too much. So definitely organize Dominating Print a little bit better. What else did I say? The
party plug.
I want to have an event venue, mm-hmm. right? I want to finish the house. I told you this year we better finish the house, Armando.
This coming year.
Yeah, this upcoming year. We kind of slacked off this year because, again, we were so busy. We basically started the party plug, and that made us not only busy during the week, but it added on to making us busy on the weekends. So I felt like we had no breathing space, no time to think or whatever, mm-hmm. collect ourselves. But anyways, I feel like I got it under control now, so.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. So yeah, you guys start planning out your vision board.
Or at least start talking about it. Get
the ball rolling.
Get your memory going. Like Mando reminded me about the box truck right now.
Yeah, and when do you start working on it? Like at the beginning of the year, right? Like, I guess it don't matter. Somewhere in January, start printing shit out and putting it on your vision board. But yeah. I mean, I think that's it for today. Why are you still thinking?
It's because I know I have more, but I can't think about it right now.
Yeah, we'll have it. We'll have it.
But don't worry. We'll talk about it on the podcast, one of these next podcasts. So stay tuned. And yeah, we'll see you guys.
Next Wednesday. Wait, next Wednesday is going to be 7. What's 7 minus 12?
Five?
We're going to be 5 days away from Christmas. It's crazy. All right. See you guys.
I still don't know what to buy you.
We will never know.
All right. Anyways,
have a good day, guys. Thank you.